This is a North Carolina sea turtle audio log. The first one in a series, I hope. It is the 3rd of August, 2005, and I am driving to Manteo, North Carolina, from Beaufort, where my home base is. It's a 4-hour drive, and the purpose of my trip, actually there are two objectives of this particular trip. The first one is to visit the Rehabilitation Center, which is located in Manteo, and that is run jointly by the NEST Sea Turtle Volunteer Group, which is based in Nags Head in the Northern Outer Banks, and run jointly with the North Carolina Aquarium in Manteo. And there are two turtles currently in that rehab center that I would like to check out. The first one is a small juvenile green turtle that has been in rehab for a few months and just recently has been given the all clear by the local wildlife vet. And so in preparation for release, I am here to give it a tag, and I believe I'm just going to give it a pit tag. It's probably too small for the large size flipper tag that we have, and I'll also measure it and fill out the standard tagging form for submission to the centralized tagging database. And there's also a large juvenile loggerhead turtle here that was recently admitted. I think about 2 weeks ago, that's still in need of care. I haven't actually seen it yet, but apparently it's in rough shape and it's emaciated and floating in its tank, which is not a good sign. The interesting thing about this loggerhead is that we had actually seen it last year in 2004. When it was passively captured in a pound net in Core Sound, which is about an hour outside of Beaufort, North Carolina, and the turtle was brought back to the lab and sampled for our ongoing sea turtle health assessment study, and tagged at that time, and released back into Core Sound. We haven't seen it since. But when the lab reports came back, everything seemed fine. The turtle seemed to be in good shape, nothing abnormal. So it's very interesting that a year later, the turtle was found stranded on the ocean side of Cape Hatteras. So we're all very curious to know what the state is of that turtle. I'm just pulling up to the aquarium, so I will park the truck, bring my tools into the rehab area, and get ready to tag the turtle. Okay, so I'm here at the rehab center with Christian, who is responsible for taking care of the turtle. So Christian, what do you think of the turtle right now?
The small juvenile green turtle is doing very well. He came in, was caught on a hook, and began eating a few days later, and has done great since then. The loggerhead that was stranded is not doing as well. He's not eating yet, is definitely blind in one eye, and floats with her right side higher than her left. But the veterinarian seems optimistic and is going to come start force feeding her soon, and we'll see where it goes from there.
That's great, and I know that you guys have had really good luck up here, so I'm fully confident that you can successfully rehab that loggerhead turtle.
Thank you, Matthew.
So, what do you think about if we take the small juvenile green turtle to Catherine McClellan? Because I know she's interested in satellite tagging these small juvenile green turtles. Do you think that'd be okay?
I think that would be wonderful. I think it's really important to get as much data as we can, because I know that sometimes in sea turtle biology there are things that we don't know, especially about juvenile sizes.
I totally agree. All right, that'll be great. So that'll be the next stop, and then we'll be sure that is available on the internet so everybody can see where that turtle's going. Do you have a name for that green turtle?
No, we do not. If you would like to name him, feel free.
Well, maybe we can discuss that in a minute. So now I am with Catherine McClellan from Duke University. She's spending several weeks in Cape Hatteras, part of her field work, deploying satellite and sonar tags on juvenile green turtles. And I've brought the green turtle down from the rehab center in Manteo, and I found out that indeed it does have a name. Its name is Peanut. And right now, Catherine is programming the satellite tag for future deployment on Peanut. So, Catherine, are you excited about this project?
I am very excited for this opportunity.
So what do you think Peanut's going to do when she's released into the water?
I think she's going to head for the nearest seagrass bed and hopefully hang out for a while until it gets cold and then head out.
So are you going to try to follow her every movement, not just with a satellite tag, but with a sonar tag?
Yes, well, not every movement, but every day hopefully I will find her and get an idea of how she's using the habitat around here.
Okay, well, I'll let you finish programming the tag, and then we can talk about how you are attaching the transmitter. So now we are attaching the satellite and sonar tags. Catherine, tell me, what's going on right now?
Well, we've applied the first layer of epoxy on both tags, and we're waiting for them to dry.
Do you have any special techniques or tips that you want to share with anybody?
Spread the epoxy evenly and thinly so it doesn't get too warm and so that there's no gaps underneath for a good seal and to make sure nothing can get under there and get caught.
So when you mean get caught, are you talking in terms of potential interactions with nets, fishing nets and things like that?
Could be nets or anything in the water, grass. No, could be pots, grass.
Okay, that's pretty good advice. We'll check in with you in a little while. So, Catherine, what's happening now?
We have applied the second layer of epoxy, and we're waiting for it to dry.
And how long does that take?
Usually about 20 minutes per layer.
How many layers have you put on this turtle?
Two.
And after that, it'll be good to go?
Yes.
So what's the plan for release on this turtle?
In the morning, we will take it out over into Sandy Bay and release the turtle and stay with it and track it throughout the day and check its progress.
And so you'll actually be in the boat following the turtle?
Yes.
So that's where the sonic tag comes in, is that correct?
Right, you need to manually follow the animal and you listen for the tag in the water with the aid of a hydrophone. And so you can get really close to where the animal is and have a very accurate location with that.
Are you going to be diving, going into the water where the turtle is to check it out?
No.
Okay. And will we be able to follow the movements of this turtle online?
Yes. Hopefully we'll have it on seaturtle.org as well as Obis and maybe Field Pepper.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. What's the name of the turtle again?
Peanut.
Peanut. Okay. We look forward to it. Thanks very much, Catherine.
You're welcome.